Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for those seeking to define their own path into purposed entrepreneurship. This is a show about transforming perspectives, as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box by exposing you to global thought leaders, change agents, and legacy builders as my guest today, across industries on how they successfully define their path in life and business to profitability and sustainable wins. At Defining Paths, we operate in true transparency and love to help you navigate the waters of your life and put you back in business. And the Define Your Path podcast is absolutely no different. It all starts in the mind. Will you be the captain or the crew? Today's spotlight is with Rhonda Scher. Let me tell you a little bit about Rhonda because she is absolutely amazing. Rhonda is an author of four books, a speaker, mentor, wife, mother of two, and is often referred to as the gal who knows a gal. I absolutely love that. As the LinkedIn diva, she is truly a master connector of people. She has worked with entrepreneurs, business owners, CEOs, and service professionals for over two decades, sharing her systems and techniques that have helped hundreds of professionals add thousands of dollars to their income over and above what they were already earning using LinkedIn. Rhonda has dedicated her life to helping entrepreneurs and business owners learn how to present, prospect, and profit on LinkedIn. Her system, the Scher Method, is the sure way to consistently keep your calendar filled with appointments with prospects and referral partners and stay off the revenue roller coaster. Folks, you want to know Rhonda, so you're going to love this interview. Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, and I'm excited to have you here. And I just look so forward to just learning more about you and your story, how you faced your fears to love the skin you're in and pivot into pursuing your passion and soul purpose and what you're doing now. So in this podcast, we keep it simple, two questions, and you and I will just riff between those two questions. How have you defined your path and how do you help others define theirs? So
I love that.
The spotlight is
yours.
You
know, so I'll give you the backstory because you talk about how did you define your path? Yes. Well, here's the backstory to all of this. I think I was always meant to be a serial entrepreneur, but I got married in 1980. And that was a long time ago, long before you were born, I'm sure.
No, I was born then. Younger than I look.
Well, you look great.
I mean, older than I look, rather.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. When we got married, my husband said, I have only one request. I said, what's that? He said, please don't make more money than me. And I thought, wow, okay, right? So I started my career as a paralegal. And, you know, for a long time, I was actually in the corporate world and doing all of that. And, you know, we were married for 28 years and had two amazing girls. They're now 28 and 30. Well, after 28 years, you talk about, you know, okay, fears, life, right? Life kind of fell apart for me. Bob and I amicably divorced. In that same period of time, my mom passed away. I had a cancer scare. We short sailed our house. And I thought I was going to be one of those supermarket greeters. I thought, okay, that's, and I forgot that I had a superpower. I knew how to connect. I knew how to use LinkedIn. And so I thought, okay, what am I going to do? And I realized that at this point, nobody was hiring speakers. So I had given thousands of talks, but nobody was looking for speakers, written books. So what I did was I remembered I had a friend that I was following on Facebook and she was selling life insurance. And I called her one day and I said, can you make any money doing this? And she said, absolutely. So I got my life insurance license. And what did I do? I went to LinkedIn and I said, who has my market but isn't competing with me? And I knew that anybody that had a mortgage probably needed life insurance because the reality is that, you know what, if something happened, you need to have money to pay that mortgage. So I created relationships on LinkedIn with the mortgage brokers Within 6 weeks, I was generating $6,000 a month. Within a year, I was making six figures. And I figured out two things. Number one, I didn't like selling life insurance. I really didn't like it. And number two, I had created a system. And the system was very duplicatable. And anybody could use it, whether you're a coach, you're selling insurance, you're a real estate agent, you're a CEO. It doesn't matter. I had created a system. Well, this is the part that's really interesting. So about 6.5 years ago, which was back in 2016, my husband and I remarried. And when we got remarried, he said, I have only one request. I said, what's that? He said, please make more money than me. Well, believe it or not, the system that I created, which I call the SURE method, mm-hmm. I was able to retire my husband. So I like to say I have a husband, a wasband, didn't have to change my name and the kids are ours.
And I love it.
Yeah. And using this system, I was able to retire him. And now he helps me in my business, which is our business. And I talk about that time that we were divorced, and I call it the gift wrapped in sandpaper, because mm-hmm. during that time, every lesson that I needed to learn showed up in the people that I met, you know, mm-hmm. and it's really that time when all the hard work happened that I was able to really say, okay, what am I going to do that I love that can help others? Where I can pass it on, because what I love doing more than anything else is sharing my knowledge mm-hmm. so that other people can go to their computer and know how to, what I like to say, stop hiding out yes. so they can start standing out on the world's biggest networking platform, LinkedIn. So there you go.
I love it. I love it. And there was so much goodness there. So before we pivot to this next question, I want to just pull out some of the things you said, because I mean, like literally you were speaking life into me. You know, you said how literally everything you went through, every person you met, situation, it was like that sandpaper that mm-hmm. was refining you and helping you to redefine. And just, you know, you were paying attention to that when you were going through it. Did you realize that's what was happening, or did that come later?
I didn't. It came later. You know, it was probably one of the hardest times, because I, you know, graduated college, lived with roommates for a short time, and, you know, got married really young. So mm-hmm. I never really had to go through what, you know, my daughters, right, who were 30 mm-hmm. and 32, the single life, you know, of that period of time. So it was very scary for me. And I had to create a community, and I found a community of amazing people that I started to, you know, hang around with. In fact, I was dating somebody and I realized I wanted couple friends. So there were lots of meetup groups, but nobody that would let us in because we weren't married or living together. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, okay, if they won't let me in, I'll just start one.
I love it.
So I started a meetup group, and I grew that group from 4 couples to mm-hmm. 80 couples.
Wow.
80 couples. And what I realized was that I could do this. And mm-hmm. it was the inner resources, because I knew, you know, they say people come into your life for a reason or a season.
Yes.
And the people that I met, both men and women, were there for a period of time where I learned, they learned, and then the door closed, and guess what? A window opened. Somebody else came in. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, it was January of 2015, and I was in another relationship, and I said to my therapist, I said, you know, if somebody had a magic wand, I would just want to be married to Bob again. And she looked wow. at me and she said, you know, Rhonda, you need to be able to stand on your own 2 feet financially, and mm-hmm. you really need to clean it up, right? You know, mm-hmm. relationships and everything else. And so I called my husband, because we have 2 kids, we were friends, and I just said, hey, if we were both single, would you date me? And his answer was, no effing way. And I'm like, okay, thanks. And it was really interesting, because it was really at that point that I said, okay, I have a choice. I can either, you know, put on my big girl panties mm-hmm. and really start doing what I need to do, because I think money's an energy and it flows, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and I've always been able to make money and teach people how to make money just because it's an energy. Whatever you focus on, you get more of. So I figured it out using the tools that I had. And as the world just kind of showed up for me, it turned out that on Mother's Day of 2015, my husband and I went to an event. It was all through the Landmark. I don't know if you've ever heard of Landmark Forum, but we had reconnected through that. And that was how we ended up getting back together.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
So it was a lot of self-growth, a lot of looking inward. But while it was happening, I had no clue. It all really came clear to me later when I looked back and I thought, oh my gosh, that was like the hardest thing I've ever done. And if I hadn't done it, I wouldn't have the most amazing life that I have now. I laugh so much with my husband. We have so much fun. I have amazing clients. I mean, life is just incredible. I don't think it would ever be that way if I hadn't had that journey of the gift wrapped in sandpaper.
You know, that is absolutely so beautiful and amazing. It's like as soon as you worked on and corrected, you know, your energy got all that negative out, things just started flowing. The positive just started flowing and then those manifestations started happening. That is such a phenomenal story. I love it for you. So yeah, I also love the fact that you took what a lot of people never process or think could be a superpower, you know, a normal skill that you were naturally good at. And you turned that, you realized that that was a passion and you turned it into a purpose. Like how do you work? I guess let's go ahead and pivot to the next question because this is kind of feeding into that. How do you help others realize or find these things? Or do most of your clients who come to you, do they already have it all together and they're, you know?
No, they don't. A lot of them don't. And I always start with the end in mind. So the first question that I ask my clients is, okay, you know, if money wasn't a concern, what would you want to be doing? And how much money do you need to earn every month? Because what we want and what we need are often two different things, right?
Right.
So what I do is I listen. And this is an interesting story. I'll never forget this. So in my dating world, when I was divorced, I had a date with a, he was actually the dean of a local college. So it was at BJ's restaurant at lunch. And normally I would do my dates at Starbucks for coffee, but this happened to be a lunch date. And I brought him a copy of my very first book that I wrote called The 2-Minute Networker, gave him a copy of the book. And we're sitting across from each other at lunch. And he said to me, so Rhonda, what do you think your greatest strength is? And I'm thinking to myself, am I on a date or a job interview? And I said, well, I'm a great resource. There isn't anything I can't find. I mean, literally, you need something, Google is my best friend. I either know the person, know who to send you to. I'm an amazing resource. And he said, well, what's your greatest weakness? And now I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is a date. Okay. And I looked at him and I said, Dennis, if you told me to close my eyes and tell you everything that was on this table at BJ's, I couldn't tell you. But I could tell you everything that isn't here. And he looked at me and he said, and this was a pivotal moment for me. He said, Rhonda, an undergraduate could tell you what's on the table, but a graduate student can tell you what's not on the table. So what you've been perceiving as a weakness is really a strength. And in that moment, like that, it all changed for me. And I realized that that's what I bring to my clients, that I listen to them. Because I'm creating the profile, but way beyond the profile, I'm creating the strategy that's going to get them where they want to go. So whether it's, look, I have clients that say, look, all I need are two clients a year. I'm good. And I have other clients that will tell me, no, I'm a coach. I need to have X. So whatever it is that they want, I'm listening. And then I'm looking for the places of what they're not doing. And a great example that happens often is I'll say, so how many people have you helped? And all of a sudden, it's like, nobody wants to brag. If I said to you, wow, how many people have you interviewed, right? And, you know, what's all of a sudden, you start to get really proud about what you've done. But we're taught not to boast. We're taught not to brag.
Right.
So I pull all that out because you have to be able to differentiate yourself, right? I say go from static to dramatic. And
I like
then
it.
What I do is I actually position that person. So now I basically become the GPS to get them where they want to go. And my favorite part is asking the questions and seeing what's missing, because then I get the ahas. So that's where it's more fun for me, because I get to see the blind spots, which are you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
It's like, where are my glasses? Oh, they're on top of your head. Well, you can't see that because you're not looking at you unless you're in Zoom, right?
Right, right.
So I think that that's the part for me, and that pivotal lunch where everything that I thought was a weakness turned out to be a strength. In a you know how in a minute everything can shift? Everything shifted in that moment.
Wow, that is amazing. So you see what's not on the table, what other people can't see.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I share it. And one of the things that I do whenever I have a meeting with anybody, and I do lots of get to know you sessions, and I have a whole system that teaches people how to do that. I ask one question at the end. I would say, so Dr. V, what was your biggest aha or takeaway from our call today? And what happens is a lot of times people will say something really amazing. And then I teach people four words. I need your help. And I'll say, well, oh my gosh, that was amazing. Thank you for saying that. And I really need your help. You know, I'm looking to build out the amount of testimonials I have because most of us don't have enough.
Right.
Would you mind just writing a recommendation? Or could I just record you saying what you said? And everybody says, sure. And that's how you start to get the third party proof, because what somebody else says about you is always going to be 1,000 times more powerful than what you say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, because we're conditioned not to ask for help. You know, asking for help is a weakness. It's a sign
exactly.
of weakness, right? So yeah, oh, that's amazing. Simply, I need your help.
Right. So after, you know, after I have the interview with you, right? I'll go to LinkedIn and I'll write a recommendation because you're an amazing interviewer and your presence and the way that you put people at ease, so that if somebody's considering being a guest or possibly sponsoring, well, there's third party proof, right? It's not
right.
what you say, it's what your guests say or your sponsors.
Yes. Yes, I love that. I love it. Rhonda, this is absolutely brilliant and gold. Because, you know, particularly when you're thinking about LinkedIn, I will admit to you, LinkedIn is a beast. I don't even know where to start with that. Luckily, my honey is pretty brilliant at that. But yeah, I'll probably be following up with you too. It's a beast, you know, and people don't know where to start. You know, they have all of these great things, all these great groups, but having a guide to help you navigate, you know, some people, we're always looking for that, you know, that fast solution or what have you, you know, to make fast cash.
Yeah.
But yet we don't want to invest in ourselves or invest in entrepreneurs, right? We'll go and spend a ton on whatever that's not really helping us, our business. But, you know, investing in to make our way easier, you know, how do you, what kind of advice would or wisdom would you impart to people, you know, just about that, you know, how that quick, you know, however long your sessions are, literally opens up, and how many sessions are there?
Well, and that depends, you know, on how I work with people. I have a course that's called Posting for Profit. That's 3, you know, 90-minute sessions. That's pre-recorded, okay. And I work one-on-one with people, and I do audits. But, you know, I think that the biggest thing that I have found with people is once I ask them, you know, what is it that you're looking for, right? When I look at their profiles, I invite everybody to do this. Google yourself. Mm-hmm. So if you put your name in on Google and your name is not a really common name, there's probably a 70 or 80% chance that your profile is going to show up on the first page of Google. So when people look at it and it doesn't make you relatable, then what happens is people wonder, well, why should I do business with that person? Mm-hmm. Right? You're always wanting to give people the answer. So when you write that profile, You write it from the standpoint of knowing who your audience is that's going to read it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense because you're putting people at ease. We have all of these barriers and these walls around us, you know, that's, you know, comes from our experience, our life experience and, you know, wherever else. So it's like you're helping them start to slowly bring those down those walls because everyone's always looking for someone else to say it's okay or this person's okay, right, wrong, or indifferent. It's just it's how we are, I guess.
And, you know, it's funny because one of the things you asked about, you know, well, coaches and how do you know? One of the things that I ask people is how much do you if they're a coach themselves, mm-hmm. how much do you invest in coaches? And I would ask anybody that you're going to hire, right? How much do you invest in coaches? Think about it. Would you ever buy real estate from a real estate agent that rented a one bedroom? Really? You know, would you put your money with a financial advisor who is broke? Right? Mm-hmm. So when you're working with an expert, you want to be able to have that third party proof. And one of the things that I really like about the LinkedIn recommendations or you can click over and look at that the person's profile and you can see the date. So I look at that from the standpoint of, you know what? If you have, let's say, 10 recommendations that people have given you and you've given zero, that tells me one of two things. You're either lazy, right? Because you mm-hmm. didn't give any, or maybe you don't know, or maybe you're just not a giver. And we don't know how other people are going to perceive it. So mm-hmm. I think the thing that you want to keep in mind is you don't know who's going to be looking at your profile. So it's not necessarily about how much business you're going to get. Mm-hmm. How much business are you losing? Because somebody looked at that and they thought, wow, it looks like she's looking for a job or he's looking for a job. When in fact, you're a superstar, mm-hmm. but you're not showing up that way. You're in the LinkedIn Witness Protection Program. Nobody's ever going to find you.
Rhonda, oh my gosh, girl, look, my toes hurt right now. And I think I'm in the protection program.
We'll get you out. No worries.
You know, as far as LinkedIn, but no, this is good because, you know, I'm someone who I always, you know, love to gather and learn new things. Like I said, I'm not an expert at LinkedIn. I don't try to be, but you're absolutely right. You know, there was a point in time where I was all about, you know, when in my opinion, it was a little easier to find it, you know, giving recommendations, endorsements and all of that. And then, you know, life happens and we're trying to manage our reality and all of that. Right. And we get super busy and things like that are less, even though, you know, because I'm a giver, you know, I give away the whole house. So that's something I'm working on. But, you know, but I need to pay attention to those little things like that, you know, and just give people their flowers while they can. So, you know, I appreciate
it. I love that. Yeah. I love that. And, you know, and here's one of the things, a little tip that most people don't think about. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so easy to write a recommendation for somebody. Now you have to be connected to them on mm-hmm. LinkedIn, but it's yeah. super easy. And imagine that you just wrote two a week. Well, mm-hmm. the person that receives that recommendation, it's like they walked out of their car and found a $20 bill on the ground. You know, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like when you walk by somebody and you pay them a compliment. And the reality is that here's a really cool tip. When you write a recommendation for somebody, maybe they don't go on LinkedIn, right? Those are the people that are in what I call long-term parking, right? They don't visit very often. They just kind of park there. They set it up. You can actually grab the URL from that recommendation, put it in an email and say, hey, Dr. V, you know what? I just want to let you know I wrote a recommendation for you. Here's the link. And by the way, if you want to make any changes, just let me know. I'm happy to do that. Now, you're going to open your email. I know that, but you may not open LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. So if I want to get your attention, I'm going to put it into an email and let you know that I've done it with a clickable link. Easy, wow. easy way. And it gets you top of mind. And it's just got to be really heartfelt and really genuine, which is easy to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, too easy, Rhonda. That's too easy. That's an easy day. You've given me a challenge, lady.
All right. I'm going to challenge you to do two recommendations a week and to ask every guest that comes on the show to write one for you.
Challenge accepted.
All right, I'm going to go be peeking in on your profile and see what have.
Look, girl, I'm going to have to schedule this into my calendar to make sure.
Well, you know, you do the to-do list and the ta-da list, right? You get it done, yes. At the end of the day, and you go, ta-da, look what I got done.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you've already said it, but I'm going to ask here on air. Rhonda, will you please write a recommendation?
Absolutely. I will. You will have that by end of business tomorrow.
I'm already a good student. You know, I need your help. Will you write a recommendation?
And then if you put the word because after you ask, people are more likely to do it. Because I was told by a LinkedIn expert that my credibility will go up if I have more recommendations. I'd really appreciate it. You know, it's like when you're standing in line at the supermarket and you have one item, right, and the person in front of you has, you know, like 3 weeks worth of groceries. Mm-hmm. And you say to them, if you legitimately are in a hurry, excuse me, would you mind if I went in front of you because my husband is waiting in the car with my kids? They'll always say yes. But if you don't give them the reason, yeah, they have no reason to do it for you.
That's a brilliant example. Excellent example. Rhonda, you have just given us so much here. I mean, diamonds all over the place. I mean, it's just so much more that I could pull out. But I want people to search you out. I don't want you to give away all of your secrets. But I think you did mention a secret sauce. Did you talk about a secret sauce? Anything you want to share about that?
Well, there's so many. Which one was it? I'm trying to remember. This, like, you know, when you talk about the secret sauce, there's so many.
Well, you know, whichever you feel would be connected to words of wisdom or advice.
Well, let me share just a couple of things that people should remember on their profile. Number one, make sure your contact information is current. Oh my gosh, if you want to reach somebody, make sure that you have your contact info. And here's a little secret. Don't ever put your personal cell phone number on LinkedIn. Go get yourself a Google phone number or a Grasshopper number and put it there. Because here's the deal. If you have somebody's personal cell, you probably can grab their home address. And I'll tell you a funny story. I always believe that you should own your mistakes. So I had sent out something to a prospect. And you know, have you ever had one of those days when everything goes wrong?
Yes.
That was one of my days. And so what happened was I had just, you know, I knew that there was a mistake in there. So I went and I put the guy, I Googled, found the, you know, had his cell phone number, right? Got his home address. And you know what I did? I sent him from Amazon one of those big erasers and it's a big mistake. And I just sent it to him and I said, oops, I sent you the wrong proposal. I'm so sorry. Even the best of us make big mistakes. And he got a huge laugh out of it. And you know what? I just owned it. And so what he did, I was able to find his home address. Now, I put my phone number on my profile, but that's a Google phone number, right? So that's great because you'll never find an address with it. And it doesn't go directly to my phone. It goes to that number where I can put the outgoing message. So I would invite everybody to become accessible where you're in control, right? So use a Google phone number and make sure you really fill out your profile, right? And the other thing that I would say is your headline and your summary are the most important parts. So always write it in first person and write it from the standpoint of the person you want to be reading it. We can't please everybody. We're not looking to, you know, to serve everybody. You're looking to serve who your niche is. I used to say the smaller the niche, the more you get rich. So be specific to be terrific.
Well, and those are words of wisdom, advice and guidance. Rhonda, anything else, sis? Like, I'm take time. I don't care if we run over time.
But I invite everybody, they can go over to thesuremethod.com and it says get my free gift. There's a LinkedIn planner. So just jump on and go get that free gift, the LinkedIn planner. You can get it right there.
Yes, absolutely, folks. Make sure you grab that. Sure is S-H-E-R.
E-R, because it's a sure thing.
It's a sure thing. Rhonda, thank you so much for being our spotlight today, sis. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been so much fun. And I'll leave you with my favorite last four words. If you're not LinkedIn, you are left out.
Well, there you have it, folks. Let's not be left out. because I'm feeling a little left out here. Folks, you can read Rhonda's her full bio and connect with her from our Define Your Path podcast platform. Be sure to visit our virtual home to see what we're up to at definingpaths.online and how you might become a part of our family. And I'd like to thank the Business Innovators Radio Network and our producer, Mike Saunders, for their amazing support and assurance that we can continue to bring you quality, life-giving, inspiring conversations and just extraordinary, ordinary individuals like Rhonda Scher. So I am Doc V, the Pivot Maestro, and always your corner woman. Be true to you and define your path so that you may be your own boss in mind, body, soul, and business. And we'll see you on our next episode next week. Thanks again, Rhonda.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit definingpaths.online/true-vision.